This is John Batchelor speaking with the author, Stephen Moss. His new book, 10 Birds That Changed the World, The Dodo Bird. Immediately you think, the dodo bird, extinction, Mauritius Islands off the coast of Africa. Stephen met a dodo when he was 6-7 years old in London. Or did he? Stephen Moss telling the story of the dodo bird and the concept of extinction. It has a peculiar twist to it. Once upon a time, extinction, the dodo bird. Stephen Moss.
The concept of extinction doesn't really exist at this point because at that point, society in the West is extremely religious, extremely Christian, and the idea that the creator might create species and then allow them to go extinct was simply incomprehensible to people. And it actually took another 50 to 100 years during the Enlightenment for people to argue that some creatures had indeed gone extinct. So it's great irony that the dodo, no one who knew the dodo alive would ever have understood the idea of extinction, and yet it has become the most famous extinct creature of all time. The late 1960s, I would have been 7 or 8 years old. My mother, she was a single parent, and I was the only child, and she would take a week off work every summer, and we would go up to London. And the only place I remember going was the Natural History Museum in Kensington, which is still a wonderful place to go. And there was a big selection of stuffed birds there. And I was fascinated by birds. So I would stand by them for hours. And one of them was a stuffed dodo. And I remember standing in front of it. Dodos are quite big. They're sort of probably about 3 feet tall. You know, this was a large and slightly terrifying-looking bird. And it was only many, many years later that I discovered that this wasn't a dodo at all. It was a model of a dodo, made with chicken feathers and wire and, you know, a sort of ceramic bill and plastic eyes, you know. This is not a real dodo simply because no one thought this bird could go extinct. They never kept the few they had in museums. They just sort of rotted away. And they always thought, the museum owners in Britain and America thought, well, we can always go and get another one. But they didn't, because by then it was extinct. So, you know, there are very few examples of, you know, and that one wasn't an example of a real stuffed dodo. I mean, it's still there. I went a year ago and saw it. So, yeah, you know, this is a strange story of this bird that has become the icon of extinction. I think it was Will Cuppy, the American humorist, said it seems to have been invented for the sole purpose of going extinct, which is a very funny line. But
more of this later.